Is required under
Recording in
Chapter
progress.
231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on a municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. In order to ensure a clear record of the meeting can be made, that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public that are participating remotely will be muted during the meeting. The township will provide for public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion for remote attendees, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing star 9 on your phone. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute and begin making your comments. All members of the public will have 3 minutes to speak and should ask any and all questions that they have during that period. At the conclusion of your 3 minutes, remote attendees will be muted again. In-person attendees will also receive 3 minutes to ask any and all questions and may then take a seat, at which time the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public should only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know on an individual phone line or login user account. We ask that if you wish to speak, you log separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Ms. Cedar, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Here.
Councilman Espinosa?
Present.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Council President Aaron?
Here. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 5, comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda?
None at this time.
Okay. Item number 6, open to the public, comments regarding item number 8, consent agenda items. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and your address, and you know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hello, good evening. My name is Chris Noel, and actually, oh yeah, that's N-O-W-E-L-L, and I live in Fort Lee, New Jersey. I'm a volunteer with Food and Water Watch, and I'd just like to speak to you about the proposed CPV methane gas plant in Woodbridge.
This is about the consent agenda item number 8.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, when would I be able to make my comment?
The next public portion. That's at the end of the meeting.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Council President, there are no other remote attendees with their hand raised for this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium. State your name and your address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after the completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. I see none. I'm going to close the public portion. Item number 7, ordinance on the first reading, adopting the Second Amendment redevelopment agreement plan for block 11901, lot 22.15, 857 Hose Lane West. Resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Heater, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance adopting second amended redevelopment plan for 857 Hose Lane West, identified as block 11901, lot 22.15, on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the third day of October 2023. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Eder. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Shot.
Second.
Shot.
Mrs. Eder, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn.
Yes, item passes on a first reading. Item number 8, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
None at this time, Council President.
I see none. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second. Mrs. Heater, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn.
Yes. Item passes. Item number 9, announcements or comments from officials. Councilwoman Cahill?
No really big announcements, but I was handed this great flyer about the Colgate Bright Smiles event that's going to happen Saturday, September 23rd, 10 to 3 at the YMCA. Looks like it's going to be a great event for our kids. There's free screenings for children 1 to 12 and a bunch of other things. So I was really happy to be handed this, and I hope to attend. Thank you.
Councilwoman.
There's also a shredding event on Saturday the 16th at the Little League parking lot.
There's also a shredding event at the Little League parking lot on Saturday, September 16th.
Councilman Espinosa?
Sure. I would like to remind everyone that National Hispanic Heritage Month starts September 15th. When we can celebrate and recognize our diverse cultures, contributions, and histories across all our Hispanic communities in Piscataway and nationally. And trust me, the food is not that bad either.
Councilman Lombardi?
Yes, I'd like to offer our sincere condolences for the Hardenberg family. Our former councilman, Mark Hardenberg, passed during the last time that we had a meeting. So he was a former colleague of mine, the longest serving councilman that we had, and a good friend. So I'd like to offer my sincere condolences to the Hardenberg family. And I'd also like to acknowledge our police department for catching the alligator that was lost for a week or so. Kudos to our police department for catching the missing alligator.
Thank you. Councilman Ralph?
I was worried about the alligator. So I'm glad that's been caught too.
Councilman Shaw.
No, thanks.
Mr. DeAce? Mayor?
Just want to wish for those folks that are celebrating Rosh Hashanah coming up here. And also, I want to thank the Elks for sponsoring Patriots Day there. It's a nice little remembrance. I think the reason why the Alligator decided to stop by in Piscataway because it knew it was a money magazine town and it didn't want to become a pair of shoes over in Middlesex Borough.
Council of Attorney, Mr. Baker.
Have no fear. Raj will be back next meeting. He's out celebrating his father's 70th birthday today.
Yay. Yes, and I have no comments. Item number 10, agenda session for October 3rd, 2023. Ordinance on a second reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 21 zoning. And this will be open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance on a second reading supplementing Chapter 24, site plan review, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance on a second reading adopting Second Amendment redevelopment agreement plan for Block 11901, Lot 22.15, 857 Holmes Lane West, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. And motion to accept the minutes of the council meeting, August 15th and September 12th, 2023. Moving to number 11, open to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Mr. Newell, this is the time to raise your hand to speak for the public portion. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Yes, so once again, good evening. My name is Chris Newell, and I live in Fort Lee, as I mentioned, 2100 Linwood Avenue, and I'm a volunteer with Food and Water Watch. And yeah, as I mentioned, that I wanted to speak about the proposed CPV methane gas plant in Woodbridge that I believe a resolution was shared with you about this to express opposition to it. So yes, the plant is proposed in Woodbridge, but you, the Piscataway Town Council, have a stake in this. Piscataway, and in fact, where you're sitting right now is around 10 miles away, right about 10 miles away from the Keysby section of Woodbridge. That's as the crow flies, where the CPV plant is proposed. And amazingly, according to the EJ map tool on the DEP website, the entire town or city, you know, however you classify Piscataway, is considered an overburdened community. And, you know, this refers to people who have historically been exposed to a greater proportion of factors negatively affecting their well-being, called stressors, such as air pollution. In fact, of the 23 stressors considered by the state, most of Piscataway experiences from 14 to 22 adverse stressors. There's actually an area along 287 where 22 of the stressors are considered adverse out of 23. So the state average is 13. Where you are, oh yeah, I got that. So this is an opportunity for you to stand up for all Piscataway residents, but especially those who are already really bearing the brunt of threats to their health. And of course, you all know the expression, think global, act local. So this is an exciting chance for you to do something locally that could have global implications. You could help prevent some pretty sizable amounts of greenhouse gases from entering the atmosphere. 2.37 million metric tons of CO2 equivalent greenhouse gases, according to CPV's air permit applications. And this plant is not something that is needed in New Jersey right now. There isn't a demand for this added power here. it would put electricity into the grid that other states draw from. But of course, it would emit pollution here in our state. And that's just not right. Also, it's true that we are going to need more electricity as more things become electrified, but more fossil fuel infrastructure that will last for decades is not the way to do it. In Middlesex County, almost 50% of the towns have formally expressed their opposition to this plant so far. You could help push us over 50%, which would be significant. So please pass the resolution expressing your opposition to the proposed CPV methane gas plant. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Council President, there are no other remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary.
We have to hold the button down too, right?
Correct, yes.
And that should be part of the instructions. Sid Madison, I live in 176 Piscataway. Blackford Avenue in Piscataway. I'm calling on you to be leaders. We voted you in to lead for Piscataway, and as the previous speaker noted, there's a need. He didn't note about the costs that this will accrue. He didn't note that the world is still increasing the amount of greenhouse gas emissions, and we're allowing more greenhouse gas emissions by fossil fuels to be created in New Jersey, and Woodbridge is one of those examples. The United States is the largest, second largest producer of emissions. On non-petrol states, we're the largest per capita emissions. Historically, we're the largest emitter of emissions. We should be a leader in getting rid of emissions. Your small step of taking the action that the previous speaker said it would show leadership. We voted for you to show leadership. Tell me how you're going to lead on this particular very important topic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me, you not.
Anyone else?
Sorry, sir, you have to press on the button. It's okay. You have to hold it down.
I have it. I have to hold it while I speak?
Yeah.
Where it is. Good evening once again. My name, Leonard Brown. I reside at 325 Hazelwood Place, right here in Piscataway. At the next to the, my home is right next to the Hazelwood Park. And I'm standing to ask your reason for our delay or your delay in the repair of Hazelwood Street roadway. It has not been repaired nor covered nor, they say, removed and replaced, if you would. I would say in the last 15 to 20 years. I'm a resident on this street for 48 years. So I've seen it crumble, and I've seen it patched, and I've seen many things that's happening with the edges of the roadway, and also that it has inquired the overweight trucks from 4th Street to 2nd Street. 2nd Street is a state highway, which you find there are factories or warehouses on that street, and they use it as a shortcut. I was here on, and I'm thinking back, it was 2019 that I stood before this council and request the same repair, and was told that it would take 2 years because it was on the agenda. That was 2019. This is 2023. I recognize COVID. I recognize that it changed us, changed a lot of things in our society. But I believe that the delay should not last any much longer. The other thing is that I'm asking that when this does take place, is that we install, or you install, speed bumps, because we're right next to the park and children are at play. And we do have, matter of fact, it's from 4th Street to 2nd. They consider that a raceway. And we just don't want tragedy to occur before action takes place. We need that repair. We need Hazelwood Place taken care of. Now, I understand that, as a matter of fact, if I'm thinking back, somewhere in the early 80s, this project was also sought after, and they wanted to put sidewalks in because we are a country road. And we were asked, all of the residents on the block, what would we like to have? Well, we preferred the country road. But things have changed since then. Not only that, I think I'm the only one that's left on that road since the 80s. So it has not been addressed. We feel that we've been neglected. 4th Street has been repaired, 4th Street from Walnut to Rock Avenue. That has been repaired. We thank you for that. But still, Hazelwood Place is not a pleasant street to drive. Also,
excuse me, sir, but your 3 minutes are up.
Are they up?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Can I come back? Sure. Well, I thank you. Thank you. And I certainly would request a response.
If I can, Council President, first of all, Hazelwood Place is under engineering design as well as Pearl Place. It may take a little bit longer because we have to file for DEP permits across the street from the park. The street will have sidewalks on one side, on the park side, and up from, I believe, West 4th to Pearl Place, they'll have sidewalks. We did reconstruct this year several streets over in the Mervyn Alexander Park area. As you know, you live over there. West 4th was done in cooperation with the borough of Dunellen, because half of it was their share. At some point, we'll finish the rest of West 4th. But your street's going to take a little bit while longer because we have to file for DEP permits, and we're waiting for the engineering firm to finish up the designs. Over there by Mervyn Alexander Park, all those streets that we built out last year and this year, it took almost 7 years from the time we signed an engineering contract into construction completion. That is basically the going time right now, is almost 7 years from the time we award a contract for engineering, because we have to have the engineering plans. We have to file for DEP permits. There's probably going to be right-of-way acquisition out on your street, because the width is not a true, 50-foot cartway out there. So we're going to have to hire appraisers. We have to have parcel maps, as the attorney knows. And then we have to approach the residents to acquire the right-of-way to straighten the roadway out and things like that. So it's a way more involved than everybody thinks it is. So that's the normal time frame, is almost 7 years. Unless the gentleman needs another question, I can ask after the meeting. I'd be more than happy to speak with him after the meeting.
Good evening, Curtis Grubb, 1750 West 3rd. I guess I'll finish what my neighbors did. I need to get a little clarification from the mayor when you said the sidewalks. Are you talking about sidewalks from, you know where he lives at, next to the park? You're talking about the sidewalks are going to be on his side or both sides all the way up to 40?
Curtis, right now, it depends upon what the DEP permit. We're not trying to trigger a very large DEP permit. So more than likely, we're looking to put sidewalks on the park side of Hazelwood. And then the section from West 4th up to maybe Pearl. The tricky part is from Pearl on down to on the other side, as you know.
So from his house park past my house to 2nd, we're not getting sidewalks, correct? I guess the other issue I want to talk about is, since we have these cameras, they are activated. I think you told me that. I don't feel that we as neighbors have to call. If the cameras are on and we have these motorcycles and four-wheelers that's riding in the park, is someone monitoring these cameras or do we have to call? I mean,
have to call, Curtis. There's a lot of cameras to monitor. Just call. The cameras are out there. If an incident happens, they can do a playback back and get license plates and things like that.
Yeah, I think that the point is for the neighbors to call and then we'd have the recording to actually pinpoint it. But you're not going to have somebody watching the cameras 24/7. It would make sense, right?
The on cleaning of the sewer drains there. Flushing toilet drains, the sewer. Right. If it's backing up and it's not slow, do you do it periodically or do we have to call when we think it's slow? Or do you know when it's slow?
It depends.
Ours hasn't been done in.
Typically, there's several areas in town that are always trouble spots because folks are pushing a lot of grease down their sewer lines and it creates a bottleneck. And that you shouldn't be putting grease in a sanitary sewer or wipes and things like that, or bicycles and things like that. You'd be surprised what they find in there. But if there's an issue, a specific issue, just contact our office and we'll give it to the sewer division.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? I'm going to close the public portion.
Council President, I know the public portion is closed. I would not be remiss. The gentleman that called from Fort Lee, who's tied in with Food and Water Watch, I just have to let the record reflect. This is the same group that sold a bill of goods to the residents with the referendum for the aggregation that ended up causing the ratepayers a lot of money. And then end up, the BPU had to basically cancel the program. So me personally, that organization has zero credibility because they basically misled the residents and they knew that was going to happen. So to me, they have zero credibility.
Thank you, Mayor. I have a motion to close the meeting.
Motion.
I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Good night.